Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Roses, Chicago's friendliest blues lounge. Located at 3420 West Armitage, Roses presents blues 5 nights a week. Schedule information is available at 773-342-0452 or on the internet at www.rosaslounge.com. Roses, Chicago's friendliest blues lounge.
Hey everybody, it's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. The program originates from Chicago. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And it's our annual BBS Halloween program. That's right, we're here with all of your Halloween favorite tunes. And as I always say, the scariest thing about the Blues Before Sunrise Halloween program is how many years in a row we've managed to play exactly the same tunes in the same order. So run quick and go get your playlist from last year. Unroll it and see if you can compare tunes last year to this year. See if we're not true to our word, if we're not playing exactly the same tunes. We're going to dig in right now. Big T Tyler and King Kong.
Was a big ape in the forest. He was so big and strong. He was the ruler in his kingdom. Call that monk King Kong. Hey, King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. King Kong. He got so lonesome, he went looking for a mate. When he found out what was happening, it was much, much, much too late. Yeah.
Today, moving was rough, but I got squared away. When chains started ringing and bells ringing loud, I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still, I made up of my mind to stay, and nothing was gonna drive me away. When I saw something that gave me the creeps. Too big feet. I stopped right still and I did the freeze. It did stroll right up to me. Made noise with his feet that sound like a drum.
Says you're gonna be here when morning comes.
I say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I'm gonna stay right here and I ain't gonna run. This house now I am boss. Ain't no boy gonna run me off. In the kitchen my cook stove was blazing hot. Coffee was boiling in the pot. My grease had melted in my pan. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space that said a man on my hot stove with the partner's hand. Hey, that's hot, I began to shout. it right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank the hot grease from the frying pan. And said to me, you better run. And don't be here when morning comes. Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. I won't stay right here, I ain't gonna run. I own this house, now I am boss. Ain't no boys gonna run me off.
Baby, let's go upstairs. Can you make it?
Yeah, baby, I can make it. Just one more drink, and I'll be ready to go home.
Now, come on. You've had too much to drink already.
Okay, baby, okay. You know, baby, I'm glad old Sambo kicked the bucket. He saved us the trouble of killing him. Now, baby, I won't have to slip around with you in the mold. We can live in style off his money.
I'm glad, too, but you don't have to brag
okay,
about
okay,
it.
Okay, baby. I want any more. Promise you. Oh, baby. I sure do feel funny about to hear.
Pull off your clothes.
I am glad that those kind is dead. Y'all done been dead.
Fox, get up. What's wrong with you? I can't get him up. He's dead to the world.
Yes, Fox. You thought you could get rid of me. But now I'm going to get rid of you. And you can't do me no harm because I am already dead. And you thought you and Ann's going to enjoy my money. Now look here, Sambo. I was just kidding about how I was gonna kill you. Why, you my best pal. I even went to your funeral. No, my boy. The dead can always see what the living is doing. The second day after I died, I saw him buy you new shoes and new suits. You didn't think I saw all of that, did you? Well, Sambo, what you gonna do with me? I'm going to boil you in hot oil. Now look here, Sambo. It ain't no use of you doing nothing like that. Let's talk this stuff over. Cause you're supposed to be dead. And you ain't supposed to be going around trying to hurt me. Now I know I owe you $2 and the money your old lady spent on me. And when I die and go to heaven, I'm going to mail it to you. I'll mail special. And as far as your old lady concerned, you can have her back. No, Fox. I can't use her now. Now get away, Sambo. Get away, I tell you. Just because you done made a hum in the ground, you want me dead too.
Fox. Wake up, you're pushing me out of bed.
Okay, baby, okay. Oh, I didn't mean to say baby. I meant to say Mrs. Sambo. Will you please get my few rags and my old raggedy suitcase?
What's wrong with you? Whiskey running you crazy?
No, ma'am, Mrs. Sambo. If every time I take a drink of whiskey and your husband wants to bore me in awe, I'd rather let you slide, baby. So, goodbye.
Well.
stranger lying on a barroom floor, had drank so much he could drink no more. And so he fell asleep with a troubled brain, to dream that he rode on a downbound train. The engine with blood was sweaty and damp, and brilliantly lit with a brimstone lamp. An imp for fuel was shoveling bones, while the furnace rang with a thousand groans. The parlor was filled with lager beer, the devil himself was the engineer. The passengers were most a motley crew, some were foreigners and others he knew. Rich men in broadcloth, beggars in rags, handsome young ladies in wicked old hags. As the train rushed on at a terrible pace, sulfuric fumes scorched their hands and face. Wider and wider the country grew, faster and faster the engine flew. Louder and louder the thunder crashed, brighter and brighter the lightning flashed. Hotter and hotter the air became, till their clothes were burned with each quivering flame. Then out of the distance there came a yell, ha ha, said the devil, we're near and home. Oh, how the passengers shrieked with pain and begged old Satan to stop that train. The stranger awoke with an anguish cry, his clothes wet with sweat and his hair standing high. He fell on his knees on the barroom floor and prayed a prayer like never before. And the prayers and vows were not in vain, for he never rode that downbound train.
Talk with you, baby, let me walk with you, baby, cause the mummy can't talk.
Now do the mummy walk.
Mommy walk.
Because the mummy can't talk.
Mommy can't talk.
When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk.
Mommy walk.
Hey little girl.
Hey little girl.
I mean are you in brown?
You in brown.
I don't wanna see you doing the mummy walk all over town. Now the mummy can't talk.
Mummy can't talk.
Do the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
Mmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
Oh, work out, child. Mummy walk, honey. Mummy walk. Mummy walk for Papa. Oh, you're looking good, like I knew you would. Go ahead, now, go ahead. Yeah, to the left now. All right, back to the right. All right, now, forward, back up, easy. Cause the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
The mummy can't stop.
Mommy can't talk.
When you get the groove, you get in the mood with the mummy walk.
Mummy walk.
Hey little girl.
Hey little girl.
I mean are you in yellow?
You in yellow.
I don't wanna see you doing the mummy walk with the other fella. Mummy walk.
Thank you. I was sitting in my front room, I heard a loud crash. I run to the window to see what was that. Out in the top of my old apple tree, there was a one of purple people here looking at me. Yeah, oh. I jumped in my plane and I took to the clouds. I had to go see what the mess was all about. This mess my mother did not understand. All these funny looking people from another land. She hollered, oh. My baby standing in the door, she was hollering real loud. Bo-dilly, bo-dilly, don't leave me in this house. Said, take it easy, baby, no, I got to go. I said, lock all the windows and bolt all the doors. She hollered, oh, oh, oh. Master boy, you ought to see. He was a wiggling and a grinning and a sniggling at me. I jumped in my plane and I made it back home. The purple people leader had my baby and gone.
Yeah, there's our buddy Bo Diddley, and Bo meets the Mons. I guess that's the, was that the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people-eater done Bo Diddley style? Bo Meets the Monster was the name of it from 1958. Before that, we had Bo with a much later recording, 1964, The Mummy Walk. We also listened, let's see, we started out with Big T. Tyler and King Kong, recorded for the Aladdin label, 1957. Then we listened to Johnny Fuller and Haunted House, 1958, and that, of course, was a big hit in the world of rock and roll back at that time, and here's the Johnny Fuller cover of it. After that, we listened to Sly Fox, Eugene Fox, recorded in 1954, and a thing called The Dream, and that took us to Chuck Berry and The Downbound Train from 1955, and then that took us up to Bo Diddley and his two offerings. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and you're listening to our annual Halloween program. Again, it's Blues Before Sunrise.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Jazz Record Mart, offering an extensive selection of jazz, blues, rhythm and blues, and gospel recordings. Their mail order catalog, Rhythm and News, is available at 1-800-684-3480.
And we're back on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and we'd like to remind you once again about our Blues Before Sunrise mailing list. If you'd like to get on it, we sure be glad to have you. And you could send us an email. And the way to do that is send it to the following email address, my email address, which is doublenot@inil.com. And it's spelled D-O-U-B-L. That's double with no E, double N-O-T, double not, D-O-U-B-L-N-O-T at INIL.com. All right, double not at INIL.com. All right, time for us to get back to business. And just when you thought it was safe to go trick-or-treating.
Hear ye, hear ye, the quarter of swing is just about ready to do that thing. I don't want no tears. I don't want no lies. Above all, I don't want no alibis. This judge is hip, and that ain't all. He'll give you time if you're big or small. So fall in line. This court is neat. Peace, brother, is Judge Pigmy.
Oh, the judge is high as a Georgia pine today. Everybody gonna do time this morning. Boy, you are set. You're right.
Yeah, good morning, Judge.
Oh, good morning, you Henry. Good morning, you Henry. Everybody gonna do time today. Be ye man, woman, chick or child, him or her, he or she is going to jail this morning.
Good.
Because the judge is evil this morning. And when I'm evil, boy, everybody gonna do time that day, I'm telling you. What's the first case we got on the docket?
Oh, the first case on the docket this morning, Judge, Your Honor, is a taxicab driver.
A cab driver?
That's right.
What you got him in jail for?
Why, he's accused of taking advantage of a deaf and dumb girl in his taxicab.
Yeah?
That's right.
Have you got him in jail?
I sure have.
Bring him in here. I'm gonna give him from now on this morning. Oh.
Bailiff, send in the prisoner.
Bailiff, send in the prisoner because the judge is evil, low down, and disagreeable, and everybody's going to jail today.
Judge, Your Honor,
uh-huh.
This is my client.
That's your client?
That's right. Judge, you have no objection to my having a word with him prior to the case, do you?
No, talk fast, because he ain't going to be here long anymore.
Look, son, your sister sent me down here to represent you. Now, I think the correct procedure would be for you to explain everything to me exactly as it happened, so that I'll know exactly how to defend you before this judge.
Oh, you my lawyer?
That's right.
Oh, well, I can tell you everything then.
Good.
Yeah. First of all, I want to tell you, I am a cab driver.
I see.
Matter of fact is, I make my living driving cabs.
I see.
Now, I'm driving down 47th Street,
mm-hmm.
and I see a young lady standing on the corner. She's waving, bye-ya, bye-ya. And she pulls me over to the curb, and I picks her up and put her in my cab.
Mm-hmm.
She taps me on the shoulder, bye-ya, indicating that she wants to go uptown by the way of Garfield Park.
I see.
I drive down through Garfield Park, and when I come near the exit of Garfield Park, she reaches over, taps me on the shoulder again, bye-ya, indicating she wants to go back uptown. So I proceed to turn around, take her back down through Garfield Park. I drive to 47th Street, let her out on the corner. I get out and open the door for her, and she walks away. So quite natural, I run after her to get my money. That's when this old girl comes up, start beating me over the head with her umbrella, talking about I took the advantage of her deaf and dumb sister. And I didn't take the advantage of her deaf and dumb sister.
No?
No.
What'd you do?
All I did was just roll it. That's all.
Well, now listen. You're going before a very dumb and a very ignorant judge.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now listen. No matter what this judge says to you, I want you to remember this one thing. Whatever he says, you say, Judge, Your Honor, I don't remember.
I don't remember. Yeah, I can remember that.
You remember that?
Yeah, I can
good.
Remember that.
Good. Judge, Your Honor,
uh-huh.
I'm ready with my case.
Go ahead. I ain't going nowhere. I'm right here. Go ahead.
Judge, Your Honor,
uh-huh.
Take a look at this boy.
Where's the boy?
That's a boy.
That's a boy there?
That's a boy.
When he was a boy, Chicago was a cow pasture.
That's neither here nor there, Judge, Your Honor. This happens to be a fine, upstanding young man.
Yes?
He happens to utilize taxi driving as a means of livelihood for he and his family.
I see.
He happens to have been cruising down South Parkway.
Uh-huh.
A young lady standing on a corner hails his taxi cab.
Yes?
He pulls it to the curb, opens the door, and admits his passenger.
Aha! Uh-huh.
She gets into his cab, and she taps him on the shoulder, hollering, bye-ya, bye-ya.
Bye-ya, bye-ya.
Indicating she wanted to ride uptown through Garfield Park.
I see.
Well, my client starts uptown through Garfield Park.
Mm-hmm.
As he nears the exit,
yes?
This woman taps him on the shoulder again, hollering, bye-ya, bye-ya.
Bye-ya, bye-ya.
Indicating she wants to come back downtown. Town through Garfield Park.
Uh-huh.
My client, having no alternative, he takes his taxi cab back down through Garfield Park.
I see.
When he gets to the exit of Garfield Park and pulls into the curb to discharge his passenger,
uh-huh.
not knowing that this woman was deaf and dumb,
uh-huh.
she starts to walk away. He starts after her to collect his fare.
Yes.
That is when this woman, claiming to be her sister,
uh-huh.
which I have my doubts.
You have your doubts.
I have my doubts.
I see you do.
She comes up and starts to beat my client over the head with an umbrella.
Umbrella.
Had the audacity to call a policeman.
Yes.
Have my client arrested.
arrested
and charged him with having taken advantage of her baby sister in a taxi cab. Now, Judge, Your Honor, I move that you dismiss this case.
Dismiss the case?
Because it had no business in your court in the first place.
I see.
My client is not guilty.
He's not guilty.
My client is not guilty.
Not guilty. He told you that.
He told me.
And you do believe it.
And I believe it.
I'm going to hear what this dumb girl going to say for herself over here. Hey, lady, are you dumb?
No, Judge, Your Honor, I am not dumb.
Now, who's dumb in the family?
It's my little baby sister.
What happened to her?
Judge, Your Honor, I heard every word that shyster said over there.
Oh, the lawyer?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you. I'm glad to know who you are. Yeah. Go ahead, daughter.
Well, Judge, Your Honor, you see, it was like this. I sent my poor little deaf and dumb baby sister downtown shopping.
Yes?
She walked to the corner of 47th Street and South Parkway.
Uh-huh.
And she hailed that bum's cab.
Hey, boy, hey, wait a minute now. What are you doing? Now, don't start that mess in my car. Don't you ball up your fist to hit no woman in my courthouse, boy. I'll set the jail on top of you for that. Now, you respect me. You see this black robe and this hat, you know I'm something up here. Go ahead, daughter.
Well, she got in, and she motioned to him that she wanted to go downtown. He drove her through Garfield Park.
Yes.
But do you think he took her shopping?
He didn't.
Why, I should say not.
No.
He rode her up one side of the park and down the other.
Good rest of the life.
In fact, he rode her all over Garfield Park.
All over that park?
Yes, he did.
Ooh-wee! Well, one thing I'll tell you, daughter, she was well rode, I'll tell you that. What do you think the judge should do to him for that?
Well, you asked me what you should do to
him? I did.
Well, Judge, Your Honor, if I had my way, I'd dig a hole in the ground, put that bum in it, and set the jailhouse on top of
it. I see.
Because he's guilty.
The man is guilty.
He's guilty.
Man guilty.
Judge, Your Honor, I object.
You doing what? Courthouse objecting for her. And the morning walk in my courthouse and start ejecting. You checked all around behind my judge bench yesterday. Every time I get ready to give somebody some time, you check them out of my courthouse. Hell, somebody got to do time sometime.
Judge, Your Honor.
Look at all these yells I got here. Somebody gonna do them. I'm a doggone if I am.
Judge, Your Honor.
Yeah?
On what grounds you gonna give my client time off?
On the courthouse ground. Ground won't give them. Get them on the courthouse ground. What ground are you standing on?
Judge, Your Honor.
Yeah?
I feel it, baby.
You feel it? I'll feel a darn knot on your head. You appeal something. You ain't got no right to appeal it up in here. You heard the lady say the man was guilty. I said he's guilty, and he's going to do time. That's what he's going to do. The man.
Wait a minute. I know how to get some justice in here.
Yeah? Now, wait a minute. Don't stop. Now, wait a minute.
Get away from here. Get away from here.
Hey. Hey, boy. Don't shoot me now. Don't do that.
Get away from me!
What are you shooting the court about, boy? What's wrong with you? What are you getting excited about?
Excited?
Yeah.
Who's getting excited?
You must be excited shooting up the courthouse like that.
You getting excited? My sister came all the way down here and give this man the last dime she had in the house.
Yeah.
To try to defend me, and you won't even let him talk.
He can talk all he wants. I ain't hell of a dude that case.
I know you won't let him talk because I got one in my hand.
You got that pistol. That's what. Hey, take that gun away from me.
I got the gun, Judge, Your Honor.
You got the gun?
I got the gun.
Oh, well, no, you got the gun. It's all right. Are you sure you got it?
I got the gun, Judge.
Yeah, I see it in your hand now.
Right.
Well, why you want to raise all that sand in the courthouse, boy?
Oh, yeah, Your Honor, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I was going to give you a fair trial. You come in the courthouse and started shooting up the courthouse. You know that ain't right. Come to court and act like a gentleman. That's what you got to do. What's wrong with you?
All I want is some justice.
You got to get justice. You're a citizen, ain't you? So you got to get justice.
Yeah, but I think you're trying to railroad me.
Ain't nobody going to railroad you. I'm trying to give you a fair trial if you give me a chance.
I know my rights, and I want my rights.
You'll mess around here and get a darn good laugh. That's what you're going to get. Now you got me so scared on how much time to give you now.
Judge, you ain't gonna give me no time, is you?
Yeah, you got to do time,
oh, Judge, I don't want to do no time.
You got to do some time. You done broke the law now. Don't start arguing and crying.
Judge, I can't do no time. I done laid in that old jail all
night. Well, let me look in here and see how much time I can give you. I'm going to give you the smallest amount of time I can give you for the case
Judge,
you did.
Please don't give me no time.
30 days. That's the best
Judge, Judge, I can't do no 30 days.
You can do 30 days?
I'm a sick man, Judge.
You can do 30 days?
No, Judge, I got cold in my back and knees laying in that jail all night.
And you can't do 30 days? Come on, do 15 days.
No, Judge, please, Judge,
Man, why can't you do some time? I don't understand that people come in my courthouse and I can't give them the time. The justice is in the book, and I'm supposed to give it out like it's supposed to be given out. What's wrong with the guy?
Honey, ain't you Judge Pigmeat?
That's my name. Judge Pigmeat is my name, yeah.
Well, you ought to remember me.
Well, how come I got to remember you?
I'm Sonny Craver.
Sonny?
Yeah. Man, you went to school together.
Went to school together? Oh, 90 days. I went to reform school. Don't remind me.
Oh, God, no. Judge, look, you've got to remember me.
Why, I got to know you, boy.
I am the man who introduced you to your wife.
You introduced me to my wife?
Yeah.
What? Life, you son of a gun. You don't tell me.
Hey, there's Pigmeat Markham, captured live at the Regal Theater here in Chicago back in 1960. That was the first of the recordings that Pigmeat made for the Chess label. He'd done some singing gigs on other labels, but this is the first of his series of comedy records that he made for the Chess label, 1960, at the Regal, and it's called The Trial. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Hey, you know, every year on our Halloween program, we listen to that one tune by the Sly Fox called The Dream, where the guy and his girlfriend, he killed the husband, and the husband comes to him in the dream. You know, there are more than one version of that recording. We listen to that one all the time because it's the best, but how would you like to listen to another one? That one was done for the Bahari Brothers on their RPM label. The one we're about to listen to was recorded for the Chess Brothers. And all the recordings by Eugene Fox revolved around the activities of Ike Turner and his Kings of Rhythm, because he was one of the folks who hung around with Ike Turner and his band. So here's another version that was issued on the Chess label, Eugene Fox, and they call this Sinner's Dream.
Eugene Fox, your time has come, and I have come for you. You must go.
No! No! I don't want to die. Please, Mr. Death, let me live a little longer.
You have nothing to fear. You have done more wrong than I've
Baby! Baby! Come here, quick!
Spot! Spot! What's wrong?
Baby! My time is gone, and I must leave. I want you to forgive me for all those wrong things I've done to you. Tell old Sam to forgive me for all the wrong things I've done to him. Baby, I want you to pray for me for all the wrong things I've done to people. I know I've cut people, stole, robbed, but please, for...
Doctor, doctor, do something.
I'm sorry, Ann. There's nothing more I can do now. Mrs. Death, you're going down instead of...
Fox, you have nothing to fear.
But Mrs. Death, it's getting hot. I want to go back the other way. Why the people got wings and flying around.
Come along, Pops. Come along. Everything will be all right after a while.
Mrs. Death, it's getting too hot now. Ooh, Mrs. Death. Look at that man with that foggy tail. Oh, I want to go the other way.
I'm to leave you here with this man. He will take care of you.
But look at all that fire. Come back, little girl. Don't leave me here with this man. Mrs. Devil, it's hot in here. I want some water. Some ice water.
I'm sorry, my boy. You have served me well. But there's nothing more for me to do here with you.
Mrs. Devil, don't push me in that fire. Oh, Mrs. Devil. Oh!
All right, Eugene Fox, and that's called The Sinner's Dream. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. It's our annual Halloween program, and let's check out Tampa Red.
Oh, hush, look and listen. That witch and I was here again. Oh, hush, look and listen. That witch and I was here again. With such a creepy old feeling, it's enough to drive a man insane. Now my doorknob's rattling, my chair's turning round and round. My doorknob is rattling, my chair's turning round and round. I can hear strange voices, and nobody can be found. Now my aggravating mama, she died about a year ago. My aggravating mama died about a year ago. And ever since she died, I've been hanging everywhere I go. Lead 45, lead. Everybody rock. This is that witch and owl people, y'all. Make me go nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid to holler. I'm even afraid to raise my hand. Afraid to holler. I'm afraid to raise my hand. Because at that witching hour, she come in walking like a man. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. When she was dying, I tell you people what she said to me. Says, Tampa, you're going to have witching hours, and I will linger in your memory.
Black goes please stay away from my door. Black goes will you please stay away from my door. Yeah, you know you worry poor lightning so now I just can't sleep no more. Yeah, you know I go to dreaming first night. Black ghost is all poor lightning can see. I go to dreaming first night. Black ghost is all poor lightning can see. You know that's why I begin to wonder why you keeps on worrying me. Picture. And the black ghost of the shadow too. Whoa, a black ghost of the picture. And a black ghost of the shadow too. You just can sing, but you can't hear him talk. Ain't nothing else that a black ghost can do.
Ain't no heaven enough. Ain't no burning hell. Where I die, where I go, nobody tell I said. Everybody told us about this burning hell. Mama told me, Papa did too. Go down to the church house, not son, get on you. Being in need, that Deacon Jones just to pay for you. I said, that Deacon Jones, oh Lord, pray for you. I bow, I bow. Give my hand. Yeah, now, children, now. I'm gone, yeah. Pray for you if I do. Never pray no more. Yeah, Digger John. He prayed that morning. Could you, I ain't gonna pray no more. Lord, a long, long, old lonesome day. Yeah, Lord, Lord, they have been, God knows people. Lord, a long, old lonesome day. If I feel tomorrow now, baby, Lord, how much is it? Take my pistol, baby. Put your hand in your lonesome dread. Yeah, tell me no graveyard, Lord, tell me no graveyard. Lord, Lord, Lord. Lord, the low down dirty. Lord, the low down dirty, baby. Drifting, Lord. Poor John been drifting. God knows, baby. God knows, been going from door to door. Yeah. God this morning, baby. God knows, baby. Lord, how much I did. Lord, I was feeling awful, man. You don't have me, baby. God knows you ain't gonna have nobody else.
the devil gets in my way. I steal off to myself. Ooh, I sit down and begin to think. To myself, ooh, I sit down and begin to think. No matter what I try, devil gets right in my way.
About our wedding ring. When it comes to our marriage, it didn't seem to amount to a thing. But I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I believe I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. Well, now I've got the meanest woman. The meanest woman you most ever seen. She sleep with eyes picking a hand man, and she fights all in a dream. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. I soon to be sleeping with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. Now my mother, she said one thing. You know, and father said the same. You keep on fooling around, son of boy, women really gonna change your name. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more. I don't do that no more. What? Now, baby, you know I ain't going down. You know this big road by myself. Now, if I can't take you, I'm gonna carry somebody else. Because I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. I've been dealing with the devil. My woman don't love me no more.
Yeah, there's Sonny Boy, John Lee Williamson, and Dealing with the Devil, 1940. Josh Holtheimer there on the piano, Sonny Boy, harmonica, and vocal. Rounds out an extended set. Let's see, we started with Tampa Red, 1934, and The Witching Hour. Lightning Hopkins, 1964, and The Black Ghost Blues. Parasides by John Lee Hooker from 1948. First Burning Hell, and then Graveyard Blues. We listened to Sunnyland Slim after that. The Devil is a Busy Man, 1953 recording. Snooky Pryor on harmonica, Sunnyland on piano. And then Sonny Boy with Dealing with the Devil. It's Blues Before Sunrise, and it's our annual Halloween program.
Blues Before Sunrise is underwritten by Roses, Chicago's friendliest blues lounge. Located at 3420 West Armitage, Roses presents blues 5 nights a week. Schedule information is available at 773-342-0452 or on the internet at www.roseslounge.com. Roses, Chicago's friendliest blues lounge.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. We'll say hi to the folks listening on KHID in McAllen, Texas.
Thank you.